Blog Talk Radio. and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Before I get started this morning, guys, I want to apologize to all my listeners out there about the last couple of days. I didn't do a show on Monday, didn't do a show on Tuesday. I am here today. I will be here tomorrow. I will be here on Friday. But time comes sometimes, and that's why I'm looking for a co-host, because of, you know, simply that, because sometimes I have business in the morning, and I have to go take care of that business, and I can't do the show. And that's why I need a co-host for my show, and I'm looking for one right now. So if you guys, someone is interested, and I know you, just let me know. Let me know if you want to, if you'd like to co-host my show on the days that I can't host the show. All right? Just let me know. Give me a call or send me an email or what have you. Okay? And today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even if you have IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you and assist you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Now, guys, today looks like it's a beautiful day in Atlanta. The sun's peeking out really, really bright. And I think it's going to be a great day. I haven't been out in it yet. I don't know if it's cool or whatever, but I think it's going to be a nice day. If not, hey, look forward to the weekend. The weekend is going to be bright, sunny, and warm all weekend, okay? We're going to have a great weekend. So get out there this weekend and have some fun. Now, on Sunday, this past Sunday, was an awesome day. I mean, it was in the low 70s, and, you know, the wind wasn't blowing, so the temperature stayed very nice right there in the low 70s. I mean, I even pulled my convertible out. I let the top back on my convertible on Sunday and ran a few errands. I mean, and I had all the windows down and everything, and it wasn't a chill in the air. Okay? It wasn't a chill in the air. Everything was good. So Sunday turned into a very, very nice day, and it's going to be that way this weekend. Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Also on Facebook, if you go into your Facebook account and search for The Frank Williams Show, you should find me there on Facebook. Go ahead and become friends of the show there. And of course, Blog Talk Radio. You should see an icon right there on the show page that says follow this show. Go ahead and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of my show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, guys, today's show is titled, Should Parents Get Charged When Their Kids Take Their Gun to School? Okay? Should parents get charged when their kids, their gun, to school. Okay? And I wanted to make that clear because I talked to a friend of mine and asked that question. He said, well, Frank, you didn't make it clear that they took the parents' gun to school. Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. But if they found a gun out in the streets, okay, if they bought a gun out in the streets for $100 or whatever they bought it for, out in the street, and took it to school, parents have no control of that, right? So I don't think the parents should be charged for a crime like that. But now if your kid goes into your hiding spot or finds your hiding spot where you hid your gun, you know, or even you may have a safe where you keep your gun safe. But if you've already told your kid where the key is and how to get in it, okay, and they get in it and take your gun, go to school with it, I think that's the parents' negligence again. Okay? So if your kid finds your gun, if you got it hidden atop your TV, atop your cabinets in the kitchen, wherever you hide the gun, if your kid finds your gun, takes it to school, get caught with it, then you're going to be liable for that. Okay? You're going to be charged a felony as well. Or you know, I don't know if that's a law, but I think it should be. I think, you know, in some cases of these guns being found on kids at school, I think in some cases that they were, the parents were negligent with their gun. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that, I'm not against people having guns. Okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm not against people having guns. I own guns. I own a lot of guns, and it wasn't something that I'm obsessed with them, and I went out and bought all these different guns. That's not me. Most of my guns were inherited. Now, I did buy a couple of, you know, pistols, things like that, but, you know, some of my rifles and a few pistols, and I have shotguns, too. I inherited those from my dad. When my dad died, no one wanted these guns, so I took them. He had a case, nice glass case for him, and he had a bunch of guns. He used to hunt. I'd never been a hunter. I inherited a bunch of guns, okay? And like I said, I bought one or two, you know, in my lifetime that I have. Strictly for protection, to protect me and to protect my family here at home. I don't carry it. I don't have a license to carry it or to have it in my car, all this stuff. I don't do that. But at home, they're locked in the case, and my kids do not, again, my kids do not know where the keys are. Okay, so if my kid goes and breaks the glass to my gun case and takes one of the guns and goes out and get caught with it, no, I shouldn't be charged with that crime, right? Excuse me, because I did my part. If they bust into it and break the glass and take one and go out and they catch him with it, then That's on the kid, right? But if I tell my kids where the key is to the gun case and they go in here and grab the key and go in there and get the gun and go out and get caught with it, that's my negligence. That's my fault. Okay? Got to teach my kid better. I mean, there was an incident just the other day at a high school where a kid was caught with a, I'm not sure what the caliber pistol was, but he was caught with a pistol in school. And now the schools are saying, and the school had metal detectors, but they had, the metal detectors weren't working. They didn't have them on. And the school representative or whatever told the news people that it's very costly. It's very costly to have to pay people to man these machines. Okay? Now, hey, it's going to be even more costly to you if a kid comes to school and flings this gun out and start to shoot people. Is that more costly than hiring someone stand there and man the metal detector when kids are coming to school? See, kids know that the detector isn't working. Kids know that no one's there to see if they're bringing anything into the school. They know. Okay? Obviously, they know. Because they're getting into the schools without being caught. So they know when the metal detectors are up and down. So people kill me so much when, you know, they just are obsessed with money. Right? Now, if you don't have enough money to operate, then you need to figure out how to grab some money from the budget. You got to cut something else out in order to keep your kids secure. There's nothing more important than having a secure school. Listen to me. There's nothing more important than having a secure school. In this day and age, you know, kids go to school what can I say? Kids go to school in fear. Parents are in fear when their kids go to school because of so much stuff that's happening these days in school. Now, back when I was coming up, you know, someone may have a ice pick or maybe a pocket knife or something like that that they may have brought to school. But those, you know, those were those horrible kids, right? You're like, hey, they, you know, you probably, they're going to find you dead one day. You know those guys that were in school? You know, the little bullies. Little bitty guys that always bullying everyone around. Little bitty something. Okay? So, they're going to be found somewhere dead one day. Or someone's going to hurt them bad one day. You could see that when you were growing up. Right? You knew the bullies. You knew who they were. Those are the kids that'll bring a gun or a knife to school today. Those kids. And then the kids that have some type of home training, because that's where it starts, at home. You know, if you aren't mentally and physically watching over your kids, they're going to get into some stuff. This social media and all this stuff. Okay, and some people, you know, there are pros and cons about social media. But a lot of this stuff is poison to these kids. I mean, poison to these kids. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a few more people have joined the show. Today's title is, Should Parents Get Charged When Their Kids Take Their Gun to School? And I say, yes, absolutely. And the only thing I'm saying is that it starts at home. My show, you know, I use this show to as a platform for me to get to you, as a bridge for me to get to you. So my thing is to, you know, maybe give you some different information. Maybe you don't have this information. Or maybe you hadn't thought about this. Or maybe you aren't doing this. But it starts at home. My mom used to always say, a kid, you can look back at a kid's life from the high chair to the electric chair, and you can figure out what happened in their lives. How did they get to that electric chair? How did they get to prison? It starts from the high chair. I want people to, if you're gonna have a kid, if you're gonna bring a kid up in today's society, you have to. It's absolutely, positively, unequivocally, all that stuff. You have to keep a hold of your kids. They get these phones and they go berserk. You know, that's another show. You know, I can't understand how kids have to have these phones in their hands. I mean, they have to have them in their hands at all times. My daughter, my youngest daughter had a sleepover, okay? She had three of her friends over for a sleepover. Okay? They were up till the wee hours of the night. Right? 3 o'clock in the morning. That's their thing. Okay? They like to do that when they don't have school. Okay? I don't mind. I'm in the bed. As long as you don't wake me up, I'm good. But the whole time, I watched them the next morning. I come downstairs and they're all laying around and they got their phones in their hands staring at these phones. And they may be texting each other and they right there in the same room. They have to be next to an electrical outlet so they can keep their phones charged. And the reason I'm saying that is because this social media, they're on here, they're on these phones talking to someone, okay? And that someone could be a bad influence on your kid. That someone can be telling your kid that they're going to bring a gun to school on Monday. I'm going to have my gun Monday at school. I'll show it to you. And you have no idea what's going on. No idea. So, you know, I think social media is good. I'm a part of it. But at the same time, I think it's bad, bad, bad for these kids. They get on there and they're cursing, saying all kinds of words that, you know, that if I was caught saying these words when I was growing up, I'd have been punched in the mouth. By whom? By my parents. See, so when you see these kids that are bringing guns and knives and all this stuff to school, getting caught with it, hey, go home, go to their home, and check out the parents. And you'll see. why they are the way they are. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, we're talking about parents. Should parents get charged when their kids take their gun to school? I have a caller up on the show from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 644. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Go ahead.
Calling from left on you, Frank. How you doing? This is Drake.
Andre, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on?
Great, great. And I saw the topic of the show today is really, you know, one of those things where I said, I really want to, you know, first of all, hear what all is involved in the thoughts behind that subject, and also it's very interesting because, you know, you have so many dynamics that when you're dealing with guns. I was just talking to a friend last night at my job. I work for the post office, and I was just speaking with a guy, and we were talking about guns. I'm in the process of purchasing a couple myself, one for my person and one for the home. And there's a lot of dynamics, I think, as you know, I'm still working on a film that really focuses on violence, gun violence in American and in urban areas. And, you know, I think one of the dynamics that we have to consider is the mental capacity of the individual who has purchased the gun, because you think about it, Frank, there's no laws that prohibits you from buying a gun based on your mental capacity. In other words, if you're not mentally stable enough to, get a gun, it doesn't matter, you know, the way the laws are set up, you know, and which is unfortunate because, you know, you have people that, you know, can go get their guns like the McNair Elementary School that the guy came and they found the guy came with the gun and, you know, basically came, held up the school, and it was a big deal. And come to find out, this guy was, like, sick, you know. And, you know, the Constitution gives us that right to bear arms, but there's nothing behind it that kind of, you know, can stabilize, make sure the individual is stable that purchases the gun. So you have a parent, you know, who's not necessarily all there, that goes and gets, you know, licensed to carry, or he gets background checked, and he's able to get a gun, has a gun in the house. He barely knows, has the mental capacity to carry it himself, never mind knowing how to secure it. And, you know, you say ignorance is bliss, but, I mean, you know, I think that dynamic, it's a lot of gray area, you know, and with the NRA, they're not concerned. They're just concerned about selling the weapons, you know, and you know, the freedom and exercise, and to make sure everybody knows their right to exercise their freedom to have one. So, you know, you have this gun in the house of somebody who's really maybe not stable, and they don't secure it correctly, and they don't lock it or anything. Child takes the gun to school and, you know, gets in trouble, and then the parent, you know. And so there's a lot that goes into that, I think. And I agree that, yeah, the parent should be held responsible to an extent. And like you said, if there's a case where the child broke into the school.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if he broke in, you know. So, and one more scenario: if the child knows where. That's a gray area, I think, because you can teach them responsibility. You can teach them all the responsibility, but at the same time, Frank, what if trained them correctly and you went and shot birds with them with your rifle and stuff like that, and you taught them the responsibility of it? But Johnny's been bullying them for the last 2 months straight, and you know, you went, tried to rectify it and through the school, and you necessary steps, but one day your son, little Billy, gets so pissed off because he's been bullied and embarrassed in front of everybody that, yes, he knows where the key is and he's a responsible person, but in that moment of anger, he goes and gets the gun, brings it to school, and shoots Johnny. Should the parent still be held totally accountable for that? You know, I don't know, you know, because there's so many gray areas that you're dealing with, you know, with that. I think that if the child went and got it, knowing that he wanted to go show it off and brandish it and show it off, then yes, parents should be held responsible because you're not doing what you should be doing as a parent to make sure that, A, it's locked, they don't know where the key is, but then again, it's hard. It's hard. They had a special. It's hard to hide stuff from kids. You can't really hide no gun. They know where it's at. They did a special on that.
Right.
I don't know if you saw it or not. Well, the child, the little girl was like 6 or 7 years old. Every time the mama had it, moved it somewhere else, she knew exactly where it was at. So,
right.
I mean, there's so many dynamics in that. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and Adre, I appreciate the call, man. I think I'm gonna spin the show again on to tomorrow because I got more people that want to talk on the show about this subject, and I'm gonna do a part two tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow as well. I'm gonna do a little more research into this, and we'll talk some more tomorrow. But I appreciate you calling in to the show. All right, be good, man. Take care of yourself and take care of your family, bud.
Okay, buddy. It's good talking to you again.
All right. So, again, guys, I know we ran over time a little bit, but everyone that was up on the show was able to listen to the caller and what was going on. And there are gray areas in here. And I know that. But there is no law that says the parent's going to be charged for that crime. You know, I wanted to know if you guys thought that they should be. Again, join me tomorrow. I may do a part two of this show, and we'll talk a lot more on tomorrow. Thank you guys for tuning in. You've been listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourself, guys, and good day. Thank you.